An effort to pass a tax on soda and other sugary drinks in Philadelphia is getting a boost from the wealthy former mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg. Details from WHYY's Katie Colinari.
Bloomberg is credited with helping to pass a similar measure in Berkeley, California, after failing to ban large sodas in New York City while he was mayor. Now, Bloomberg is chipping in for an ad campaign promoting Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney's proposal for a 3 cents per ounce tax on sugary drinks to pay for early childhood education.
Philadelphia's chance to help lift our children with citywide pre-K is now.
A spokesman for the pro-tax group won't say how much Bloomberg is giving, but the total ad buy is worth $825,000. It's far less than the more than $2.5 million the soda industry has shelled out so far for ads against the tax, but there could be more cash coming. Bloomberg advisor Howard Wolfson says the former mayor is watching how the debate plays out here and that investing in Philadelphia's battle could have a bigger payoff.
I don't think there's any question that if Philadelphia passes the tax, it will have an impact on other places.
While Bloomberg's support for these measures is motivated by public health concerns and not necessarily funding pre-K, Mayor Kenney says his backing will help level the playing field.
We're up against 1% or billionaires who are willing to spend untold money to save their corporate profits. I welcome the help.
Anthony Campisi, a spokesman for the industry-backed coalition fighting the tax, criticized Kenney for turning to wealthy outsiders.
Who, you know, are pursuing an ideology and trying to foist that ideology on Philadelphia families.
The group is planning to hold a rally outside City Hall tomorrow. Katie Colinari, WHYY News.